News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, next month, the country is, of course, going to be asked to vote on whether the Constitution should be changed to repeal the Eighth Amendment. The Referendum Commission even has today launched its public information campaign, giving the facts about the referendum. Joining us on the line is the Referendum Commissioner, Isabel Kennedy. Isabel, before we talk about what we're being asked to vote on, what are the issues here? I mean, how do we get across to people? Because it is quite a complex issue here. How do we get across to people what's at stake, what they're actually voting on?
Good morning, Shane. Well, that's actually part of the Referendum Commission's role. And as you're probably aware, every time a referendum is due to take place, the Minister for Housing, Planning and Local Government may establish a referendum commission. And he did do so in this particular referendum, which, as you know, is due to take place on the 25th of May. Our job is to ensure that people are aware that there is a referendum coming up on the 25th of May, and also to explain what the proposal is all about and to encourage people to vote. Now, we do that by publishing a website, and that's refcom2018.ie. And last night we put material onto that website, which is the explanation of what people will be voting upon on the 25th of May. We explain the current legal position and we set out the proposed change to the Constitution. And we also explain the effect of a yes vote and the effect of a no vote. In addition, so that people will be aware as to what the proposal is all about, we have a printed guide, and that will be distributed to every home in the state during the first 2 weeks of May. And we're also advertising widely on television, radio, online, newspapers and on outdoor poster sites and bus shelters and so on, so that people will be aware what the referendum proposal is all about.
OK, this is a slightly trickier referendum than most. I mean, it's not unique in this respect, but it is trickier than most because people aren't just being asked to vote yes or no. Well, sorry, in one sense, they are just being asked to vote yes or no. But there is legislation as well that will be enacted in the event of a yes vote. That makes it more complicated, doesn't it?
Well, let me tell you what the proposal is all about, first of all. On May the 25th, what people are going to be asked is whether or not they approve the proposal to delete Article 40, Section 3, Subsection 3 from the Constitution. Now, that article acknowledges the right to life of the unborn with due regard to the equal right to life of the mother. That obviously is by way of a very, very brief summary. The full content of that article is on our website and also will be contained in the printed guide. And the proposal is to remove that from the Constitution in its entirety and to replace it with a new article. And that new article will say that provision may be made by law for the regulation of termination of pregnancy. That is the proposal that is being requested, or I should say that is being asked of the people.
So there is that legislation. That's a reference to the legislation that will be certainly voted on in the Dáil.
Actually, Shane, if I can just interrupt you there. This referendum is not about voting on a particular piece of law. It is about asking the people whether the people are satisfied to approve the removal
dancing
of Article 40, Section 3,
Subsection 3.
Are we dancing
on the head of a pin
3?
A little bit here, Isabel? Because in theory, that may be the case. In practice, what you're saying by voting yes, and I'm not taking any side here, I'm just stating the reality of it, by voting yes, you are saying also that there is an expectation, and the government have said they will do this, they will legislate for abortion in certain circumstances.
Well, I think what's important to do is to explain to people what the current legal position is in Ireland.
And also surely what happens after if they vote yes, I would have thought, no?
Well, to do that, you need to first of all explain what the current legal position
Absolutely.
Is. So the current legal position in Ireland is that it is lawful for a pregnancy to be terminated only where there is a real and substantial risk to the life of the mother, including a risk of suicide. That is the current legal position. And in the event of a yes vote, it is important to note that the Constitution, as we know, is the basic law of our state. That can only be changed by a referendum of the people. And the Oireachtas cannot make laws that conflict with the Constitution. So I've indicated what the current legal position is, and therefore the Oireachtas at present can only pass laws in relation to termination of pregnancy where there is a real and substantial risk to the life of the mother, including the risk of suicide. So if a majority of the people vote yes, This will then allow the Oireachtas to pass laws in relation to the termination of pregnancy in other circumstances, not simply in the circumstances that I've just indicated, that is, where there is a real and substantial risk to the life of the mother. And those laws, whatever they may be, are going to be a matter entirely for the Oireachtas.
Okay, but I suppose the only point I would make to you is we know effectively what those laws will be. It's not an abstract thing. The government has said what those laws will be
in
the event of a yes vote.
One needs to be very careful about that, Shane. What I take it you're referring to is a document that's in the public forum, and that is a policy document which has been published by the government. Mm. That is simply a policy document. It is a statement of intent.
Yeah.
But before a law can be passed, as you well know, the position is that a bill must make its way through both houses of the Oireachtas,
yeah,
subject
of course,
to debate and discussion.
And there's no guarantee it will be endorsed. I absolutely accept that. But,
yes.
But we have a clear idea what the proposed legislation will be, is my point.
Well, what we have actually, Shane, is a statement of intent by the government that if the referendum proposal is approved by a majority of the people, that there is a statement of intent issued by the government as to the proposed heads of bill. As I said, the matter of legislation ultimately will be entirely within the hands of the Oireachtas.
Okay.
It's outside.
Are you saying that what
people.
Happens after the referendum, even though we know what the path will be, we don't know what the outcome will be, you're saying that's outside your remit. Is that correct?
What the Referendum Commission's role is to explain to people very clearly what the proposal is all about, and to do so in an independent and an unbiased, impartial
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely, and I don't doubt your ability to do that. I suppose my question is, does that not also include what will happen if the event of a yes vote, and also indeed the event of a no vote?
What will happen in the event of a yes vote is that, as I indicated, that if the majority vote yes,
yeah.
it will then enable the Oireachtas to pass laws in relation to the termination of pregnancy in other circumstances than are currently the position.
Okay.
That is where there's a real and substantial risk
okay.
to the life of the mother. It's important to note, Shane, that the referendum is not about voting on any particular piece of law. People are being asked as to whether they are satisfied or to consider the changing of the constitution so that the Oireachtas may be permitted to pass laws in respect of the termination of pregnancy.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thanks indeed for joining us. Referendum Commissioner Isabel Kennedy.